make this disappear until you say presto. Okay, all right, we'll see.
I'll be ready. Don't worry. By the time we come on right before, I'll do it Wednesday. I'll tell you my winner on Wednesday.
Whole team here is going to be eating steaks courtesy of the Travis Betting Fund.
I got to tell you, I'm a little bit nervous about being live on the radio again during the NCAA tournament games. This is, you know, this is tough because these are massive games that will be tipping off right as we start.
Yes, I'm going to be researching when those games are played and on what channels. So I'm going to be learning that in the days ahead as well.
CBS, Turner, True TV, and TBS. There
Learn
you go.
Something new every day.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Did you know that you can have real gold and silver delivered to your door? Or if you choose, placed directly into your IRA or 401k. That makes it tax-free and penalty-free. That's right, real gold and silver in your hands or into your retirement accounts. So why should you own real gold and silver? Well, gold and silver traditionally hold their value, especially when markets decline or fail. Oxford Gold Group, the industry leader in precious metals, is offering gold and silver at the lowest prices on the market. The Oxford Gold Group will beat any competitor's price on gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Call the Oxford Gold Group by dialing #250 and use the keywords gold IRA to request your free precious metals investment guide. Just dial #250 and speak the keywords gold IRA to connect with the Oxford Gold Group today. They'll send you their precious metals investment guide. Call Oxford Gold by dialing #250 and use the keywords gold IRA and get your free investment guide right now.
Your dog is part of the family. At Rough Greens, we know that dogs need live nutrition just like we do. There's just one problem. For dog food to last, it needs to be shelf stable, and that means it has no live nutrients. The result is your dog's food is dead food. Sometimes itching and scratching, lack of energy, digestive issues, they're not medical issues at all, but more likely they're nutritional deficiencies from eating dead food. The good news is you don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Simply add a scoop of Rough Greens and make even the best dog food better. Rough Greens is a powerful supplement that puts into your dog's food all the live nutrients they need for superior health with a flavor that'll have them licking the bottom of the bowl. We're so confident your dog will love Rough Greens that we're going to let him try it before you buy it. Free. Just cover the shipping. Get your free bag of Rough Greens today at RUFFGreens.com. That's RUFFGreens.com. Bring your dog's food to life with Rough Greens.
The weak leadership of career politicians is destroying the American dream. Now more than ever, we need true, experienced leaders with the backbone to do what's right for the citizens of Nevada. A proven leader like Tom Heck.
Hi, I'm Tom Heck, and I'm running to be the next governor of the great state of Nevada because our state deserves a governor with proven leadership and problem-solving skills. With over 22 years active duty military service and 9 years in local government, I know what we have to do to get Nevada back on the right track.
At no other point in our history have American citizens been more at risk of losing their rights of free speech, the right to gather, and even the right to travel, all due to the weak leadership of career politicians. That's why we need leaders like Tom Heck.
As your next governor, on day one, I'll cut the state budget by 10%. I'll eliminate the teaching of critical race theory in our schools. And I'll defend your constitutional rights against creeping socialism.
For more information about Tom Heck, visit electheck.com.
I'm Tom Heck, and I approve this message.
Paid for and approved.
Broadcasting
by Tom
live Heck. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Artillery has pounded Kiev's northwestern outskirts. We get an update on the fighting from correspondent Charles de la Desma.
The city's state emergency agency has released a video of firefighters rescuing an elderly woman who's carried out on a stretcher in agonizing pain and terrified. Authorities say artillery had hit the nine-story apartment building in a northern district of the city early Monday morning, setting part of the block on fire, destroying several floors of the building. There were no immediate reports of casualties. I'm Charles de la Desma.
In the ongoing Russian war in Ukraine has become nothing short of a nightmare, in the words of International Committee of the Red Cross Director General Robert Mardini.
Civilians must be protected. So whether a ceasefire or a combination of a ceasefire and safe evacuation of civilians is an absolute must.
And even though talks are continuing, Mardini said so far there's been no established routes for people to safely leave some embattled areas like Mariupol and other areas facing intense warfare right now. The federal mask mandate on public transportation has been extended for another month. We get an update from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The requirement to wear masks on planes, buses, and trains was to expire later this week. But the Transportation Security Administration announced that the mask mandate will continue through mid-April. Federal officials say this will allow the CDC to develop new, more targeted COVID-19 policies.
That is Greg Cluxton reporting. A search is underway for a gunman who's been stalking and shooting homeless men sleeping on the streets of Washington, D.C. and New York City. Police released surveillance photographs of the gunman who authorities say killed two people and wounded three others in less than 2 weeks. More from townhall.com.
Hi, I'm cute kid number one.
And I'm cute kid number two.
And we have been forced.
You mean hired?
We have been hired.
To tell you what direct lender FOMO is. So let's say you buy a new home. And maybe you use one of those big mortgage monsters.
Or someone your realtor or friend recommends.
And then a few months later, you hear us being forced.
Hired.
Hired.
To tell you about our mortgage team's direct lender advantage.
And then you feel like you missed out.
Because you probably did miss out.
And that is direct lender FOMO.
It's Ryan, and our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This often allows us to get you a better rate on that new home mortgage, saving you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1335. RAC Animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Alex and Orlando de Castroverde grew up in a hardworking Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built de Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, watch for a road closure right now. That's due to a vehicle fire. That's on northbound Boulder Highway between Twain and Desert Inn. At least it's temporarily closed, so make an alternative if you're heading down Boulder Highway there. Another crash, 515 eastbound. That one is past Tropicana, and that's blocking the right lane as well, so look out for that. And lane restrictions continue on Interstate 515. That's that bridge reconstruction work, which is going to be taking place all the way through 2022 into 2023 between Maine and Eastern. So give yourself some extra time to squeeze through that area.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit
and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday, March 14th. It is a brand new week, brand new challenges. The war in Ukraine continues. And believe it or not, Tom Brady isn't the only one who's back. Victor Jakes is back. It's always good to have him with us. Give me your take on Tom Brady. A month or so ago, he says, I'm done. I'm finished. I'm going to devote time to my family. And now he's saying he's back with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, I mean, my take is he convinced his wife that to let him play another year. But, you know, I don't know, maybe walking away made it more real, and he thought it, you know, he had, I mean, obviously he has the skills to keep playing and play at a high level. So, you know, it'll be exciting for football. It certainly helped the ratings, helped the Buccaneers. It won't help my Cowboys very much, but we'll see how he does next year.
And by the way, Mrs. Tom Brady would not be the first spouse of an ex-player who got a taste of the husband, you know, hanging around the house, doing everything, and all of a sudden saying, enough already, go back to work.
Yeah, it'd certainly be interesting to know how those conversations go.
You know, and now the question is, what about Gronk? Is Gronk going to retire or unretire or play another year? We don't. I have to assume that he wants to play with Tom Brady again. So we'll wait and see. I want to get to a story that last Friday the RJ unveiled involving Joe Lombardo, Kevin McMahill, and Stavros Anthony. It's a story from 25 years ago, but it has about misconduct and a complaint filed. What do you know about the story, and is it still news 25 years ago?
Well, when you're running for sheriff, lots of things become news. So basically, he was accused of kind of abusing his position of power while on patrol and making a woman I think expose herself and swallow some cocaine by, and, you know, it's basically impossible to say, oh, you know, we have video and this is what happened. We don't have video. We don't know what happened. We do know that, you know, he's obviously firmly denied it, and he's been promoted for 2.5 decades, which, you know, usually, not always, obviously, but usually in these cases when it's kind of a he said, she said, you look and say, well, is there a pattern of behavior? And really the only pattern you've seen with McMahill is, you know, just up, up, up and away in terms of his career. And so, you know, obviously, you know, none of us were there, but I think if I was to guess on, you know, where his character lies, I'd look at 25 years and not one he said, she said incident.
And by the way, when Stavros Anthony says, I can't remember the investigation 25 years ago, I can't remember a lot of stuff that happened 25 years ago in my life. Is that a reasonable explanation?
Yeah, no, that's very reasonable. I mean, I can't remember the names of my kids half the time. So to think that, you know, I mean, it'd be one thing if, like, this was the only investigation he ever did. But, you know, I think he was working internal affairs. It sounds like he was doing investigations basically as part of his job on a regular basis. Well, guess what? Some patrol officer that, you know, you've never heard of at the time, that's just not going to stand out. There's not a flag that says, oh, in 25 years when you're running for lieutenant governor, like, this is going to be a big deal. So, you know, I certainly, you know, find it very, very reasonable to believe that he doesn't remember the details.
Does it show you the desperation that Democrats apparently have with Lombardo, who has been polling very, very well, is out there and might well be leading the governor? Does it show you the desperation that's going on the left?
Well, I mean, they're obviously trying to tie Lombardo into it because they say, oh, you know, he promoted McMahill. You know, I think it's a pretty tough stretch to get Lombardo anywhere into this. Obviously, it's much more directly impacts McMahill. I mean, you know, if you're going through someone's career and there was something 25 years ago, and then you've got 2.5 decades worth of evidence that, you know, this person's really doing a good job, I think the vast majority of people are going to say, yeah, this person's doing a really good job, and I don't have to worry about something 25 years ago because I've seen, you know, them work day to day for decades. So I think it's a bit of a stretch to think that it's going to really hurt Lombardo. I mean, I'm sure there'll be just kind of innuendos about, oh, he protected a sexual predator or something like that. But, you know, in terms of substance, I don't think it's really going to stick.
And will it have legs, though? I mean, will we see this stuff in campaign ads over the course of between now and November?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can put anything in campaign ad, right? I certainly would not be surprised to see this come into a Lombardo ad. It's such a kind of a bank shot for Lombardo. I mean, it's much more direct, obviously, with McMahill, but, you know, Lombardo wasn't involved in the investigation. And so basically you're saying, well, this guy did something or is alleged to have done something bad. And, you know, Lombardo promoted him anyway. And I just think that's going to be a tough sell. Lombardo wasn't directly involved. And I just think, they'll try. Certainly they'll try. But I just don't think it's going to land very well.
And because this has got to be a debate that's going on inside politics with the consultants and with the candidates. Should Republicans try and use this against Sheriff Joe?
I don't think it's the best, you know, just from a political perspective, I don't think it's the best attack. I mean, if you've got money to spend, I'd hit Lombardo on the Sanctuary City stuff and on the gun stuff. I mean, the gun stuff is just a clear, like, he's probably the weakest Republican gubernatorial candidate on the Second Amendment. I mean, probably even weaker than Sandoval, given that Sandoval, you know, wanted to be a judge and knew he couldn't go squishy on the Second Amendment. So I think that's his biggest vulnerability. I mean, the immigration stuff, he's got a good explanation for, but it still sounds bad. I just am not sure any other candidate's going to have the money to hit him. But if I was directing it, that's where I would put the focus.
Again, Victor Jakes joining us, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We're talking about that story in the RJ from 25 years ago. And will it have legs? Will it not have legs? We will obviously wait to see. I want to ask you about a story that we've been running all morning that apparently the feds, the mask mandate on planes, trains, and automobiles or whatever Sorry, that was a reference to a movie. But the mask mandate in public transportation is going to be extended through, I believe, April 18th. Do we really need this on my next 3-hour flight back to Kansas City? Do I really need to be wearing a mask?
No, you don't. And I mean, talk about just not being able to let it go. You know, has anyone seen Dr. Fauci recently? Like, should we
No.
put on ATV? Is he lost? Has he been kidnapped? You know, it's like the pandemic's over, and he's like, he's not on TV celebrating. It's like, he's not on TV at all, at least not that I've seen. So I think, look, the pandemic is over. It's been over for a long, long time. If you want to get vaccinated, you will have a pretty high degree of protection against serious illness. And if you don't want to get vaccinated, that's on you. And that's where we're at. That's where we've been at for a long time. And then on top of that, masks don't work. I mean, it's like amazing. But just look at Nevada. Like, we dropped their mask mandate a month ago, and cases have just been plummeting like a rock. I mean,
well,
the mask didn't do anything.
Well, and now I guess here in the state they're not going to put out an update except once a week on Wednesday, I believe it is. Do we need to keep the pressure on? Do we need to keep at least telling the public what's going on?
No, I think that's fine. I mean, I think it's fine to not have the daily case thing. I think that's good. I think that's the kind of approach we should be going to, where it's not news if we had, you know, 200 cases or, you know, 400 cases. We're going to have a spike in cases at some point. That's what happens with diseases, you know, but we don't have like a flu tracker every January being like, oh no, we had 1,500 cases of the flu today. What are we going to do? You know, it's just, at this point, it's become endemic. Cases are going to rise and fall, and you don't need to panic about it. You know, if you want to protect yourself. And if you don't, then, you know, go out and enjoy living your life. I, I, I just think from a public health perspective, we're at the flu. We're at the point where we should start treating it like the flu.
And is this how you think it will end? Very quietly, like this, with just a pronouncement that April 18th, okay, no more masks on planes and trains and buses. Is that how it's going to end?
Yeah, you've got to think that they've kind of extended it as long as they can. I don't know. Maybe their polling is going to tell them that, Biden's going to be in real trouble if he, goes even further into the, the freedom side, and, his party is demanding some sort of action. But, there's just no public policy reason to have a mask mandate on planes. I mean, there just was never one because the air on planes is filtered. In fact, you're basically better off on a plane than almost anywhere else if you're going to be around people, as unintuitive as that sounds. We've known for a long time that politics is driving a lot of this and not the quote-unquote science.
What about the emergency powers of the governor? Do they still exist? And if so, when do they expire, for crying out loud?
Well, never. I mean, that's actually probably, from the policy side of it, one of the scariest things is he still is claiming emergency power, and there's not really anyone out there doing much to fight it. I mean, it's absurd to think that we're 2 years into this. It's the flu, and basically Sisolak is continuing to say that, because of this emergency, I can issue whatever order I want. It's time to stand up to that and say that's tyranny, to have one person just setting policy, being the legislature and the executive. You don't get to do that. You're not supposed to get to do that. And you're especially not supposed to get to do that for 2 years. hopefully he loses re-election and then the emergency ends.
Well, and again, we are coming upon the anniversary, March 17th, of the Sisolak shutdown. And I guess my question is, who can strip him of these powers? Can the legislature do it? Obviously, a Democrat-controlled legislature. But could they, if they wanted, strip him of those powers?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And if Republicans ever regain control of the legislature, that should be a top priority, is saying, look, you got 2 weeks. And then you got to get legislative approval, and the legislative approval has to, happen every 3 weeks or something. I mean, it's ridiculous to think that one person, whoever that person is having this much control and this much power over an entire state. I mean, there's a reason we have separation of powers, and it's to prevent something exactly like this from happening. So, I think, I don't know if he's ever been sued on it. He's been sued on parts of it. But in theory, the court could say, look, this has gone on too long, and the legislature can't delegate power like this for, years at a time.
More coming up with Victor Jakes. We're going to talk about something that's near and dear to both of us, and that is education. There's been news on the education front on a number of different issues. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I just watched a video of a young boy getting stabbed 16 times at Cimarron Memorial High School. Our children, our education, our economy, and our freedoms are under attack. Witnessing the country that I love unravel, I no longer saw an option of standing on the sidelines. I saw this as my duty to get in the fight. My name is Sherelle Mendenhall, and I'm a small business owner, Christian, mom, and a wife. I grew up in a small town where hard work and integrity were foundational to success. I will be voting to ban all unconstitutional vaccine mandates. Our borders need to be closed to secure legal immigration and reduce drugs and crime pouring in. We need to be tough on criminals, ending these premeditated and strategic attacks. We have to ban CRT and get back to foundational education to empower the next generation. Trade schools need to be elevated to focus on an economic workforce that is dwindling. I stand for the flag, family, freedom, the Constitution, and one nation under God. Go to SherelleForSenate.com to learn how you can get in the fight. Paid for by Sherelle for Senate.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Guten Tag. This is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. Und I only trust one place with meine key. Meine key car care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem and the fix. Meine key is my favorite part of America. And my second favorite part? The cowboys and their horses. Remember, I only trust Meine key with Meine key, a one-stop shop for total car care.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. NewHopeTaxDefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit NewHopeTaxDefense.com.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Big news earlier today. Governor Steve Sisolak has donated his quarterly salary to the Nevada K through 12 schools, which struck me as odd. This is the same guy that has essentially closed down our schools, and now he's offering money. $27,000, by the way, is the quarterly salary that he is donating to the Nevada K through 12 schools. Joining us, a guy that writes a lot about education, Victor Jakes. Does our district need more money? I mean, I thought they got like $500 million in Biden bucks and money from the legislature during the recent session. Do they need more money?
Well, I mean, this is a publicity gimmick. I mean, and it's nice. It's generous. I don't want to take away from it, but Sisolak can afford to not draw his salary as governor, and he wants the publicity. He values that more. Is it gonna make any sort of meaningful difference? No. And the schools are not hurting for money. It's not money that kept the schools closed. It's not a lack of money that's leading to all this violence we're seeing in the schools. It's about how you spend money. And we have more than enough if it was spent correctly.
How is it that we are going through this spate of violence in our schools? Where does it come from? Why is it happening? And by the way, why were we way short on estimates as to how much violence we've actually had in our schools?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of factors. And so, when you get a topic like this, people always point to, this factor and, yes, that's probably a factor, but the bigger overarching thing is that for almost a decade, the district has believed that that bias is driving their suspension and expulsion. So basically, African-American students are more likely to be suspended or expelled, and they did not attribute that to individual student behavior. They said this is the result of bias in the school district, and our solution to this is to stop expelling.